אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ב.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash, second volume, page 502, article Mem Gimel 43. There is no translated article. We'll do our best to translate. You may ask questions on kav.tv. Selected questions will be aired.
איגרת מם גימל.
Letter 43. I send my blessings for the Hanukkah holiday. Let it be that we'll be able to feel the light of Hanukkah in our hearts, that by that our eyes will shine and hearts will be with happiness. And I'll write what I said about the Hanukkah. It is known that it is impossible for the lights to shine until they have three conditions. A, a candle, which is the kli that the oil is given in. B, the oil. And C, the candle wit. And while these three things are together, then there is the ability, there is the reality to enjoy their light. And these three states can be interpreted regarding the work and morals. The kli that the oil and the wick are in is called the guf. It is called a ner, a candle. And the exertion in Torah and Mitzvot, and the contradictions that a person feels in his providence, in matters which are not revealed to him, that the providence of the world is in a state of good and benevolent, and according to his thoughts and opinion, the Creator should govern the world in different governance, meaning that it should be revealed for each and every one the extent of his goodness of the Creator, and it follows that this contradicts man's understanding. That is called ptila, wick, from the word ptaltul and from the word psula, which is overruled. Since these thoughts are disqualified for thought, and the clarity and awakening that lead him to desire the Torah and the work, and to feel the sweetness and goodness, the grace in the Torah and work, that is called the oil, shemen. And if one of those is in lack, one cannot enjoy their light. Likewise, while the body is included from the exertion and from this brightness, then one is privileged to attain the light of the Creator, which specifically comes from those two. And just like after the oil and the wick are burnt out, there is nothing that can shine and it becomes darkness. Likewise, after the exertion and this brightness disappears, he has no more light, and again he reaches darkness. And if he wants to reach another state of lightness, he must find this additional exertion called wick, ptila, and this additional clarity called shemen, oil, since the light has nothing to cling to. The reason is that there is a law, lefum tzara agra. And this clarity, the main part of it is called oil, is by faith, that the matter is that when he overcomes the evil, which bring him to exertions and contradictions to his external mind, that is called attempts to work for the Creator. And after these overcomings, man is rewarded with receiving the light of the Creator, which illuminates man's soul. And then there is no place for contradiction. That is called the light of Chanukah, meaning that he is rewarded with revealed providence, that the Creator's providence is in good and benevolent to his creatures. And by that we can interpret what the sages have said, that in the candle of Chanukah, it is from the sunset until one will completely run out. That chama is called the illuminating light. And the regel, foot, comes from the word meraglim, spies, that he is spying to see the providence of the Creator. As the spies have said, we've seen the land, that it's good, if it is evil. that his matter is to see the providence in the world, if it is good and benevolent. Shuk, meaning market, is the public domain, because in this public domain are the spies. However, when a person is rewarded in entering the individual's domain, the private property, Reshut HaYechid, meaning that there is no other force in the world but only the Creator Himself, because He Himself does and will do all deeds, then there is no more room for the spies. And the fact that it's been hinted that one should continue this light of Chanukah to illuminate this revealed providence of good and benevolent from the moment the sun will set until one will completely remove his foot from the market, meaning while he was still in the time of darkness, until all these spies will disappear from this public domain, the public authority, until there will be no more room for the spies, and that they will all disappear from the world. And by that we should interpret what we say in the song, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, that it says, Yevanim nikbetzu alai, the Greeks have gathered upon me, and they've broken through the walls, and that they've unpurified all the oils. Chomat, which is the letters of choma, of a barrier, a wall, are the letters of chotam, imprint, and chum, bound. Migdalai, towers, is the tower filled with all goodness. And the matter of this wall is making sure that no foreigners will enter the city and take its goodness. Likewise, in order for these foreign thoughts and unwanted guests to come, one must make a wall to guard from the externals. And this wall is called faith, that only by this faith man has the ability to be saved from the above. And that is called tchum, boundary. But until here, there is the ability for the externals to approach. And while it is seen that a person does not exit these walls, then these externals return to their own place. The matter is, because the matter of faith is above reason, and the dominance of the sitra achra is specifically in reason of the external mind. And there is no contact with man. And the shell of Yavan, of the Greece, of the Greeks, was that the people of Israel behaved according to their external mind, which is the damn philosophy. And that is against faith, called the wall. And to the extent they were able to insert this philosophy to Israel, to that very same extent, it's like breaking through the wall. That is the meaning of Veparzu Chomot Migdalai. They've broken through the walls of my towers, meaning that this wall surrounds the tower of goodness, that by that there is the reward to attain the revealed providence, which is that the Creator governs the world in good and benevolent. And through this crack through the wall, all the oils were unpurified, were contaminated, meaning that all the clarity and livelihood that they were rewarded by the faith was completely blocked up. That contamination means blocked up until this miracle was completely, until they were helped by the Creator and they returned to the revealed light called the light of face.
Explain the relevance, he told us. They answered it, the children answered it very well yesterday, that all in all, the connection is what wins, and therefore the Maccabees won, and therefore we too need to be like that. They answered it. I don't have anything to add. The holiday is very simple. If we connect, we bring the light, we win. We don't win by being big against all the forces of evil. You don't win by connecting, rather. This is how people in the street speak. We'll connect and we will be strong. That's how we speak in Arvut, in mutual guarantee, that we don't want to reveal more than that, more than what we need. But truly, what does it have to do with connection? What's the connection? And they're not connected? Our haters? They're connected to? More than us? Only if our connection is such a connection that draws the light, then we win. Because light comes through us, towards them, and makes them the opposite of what they are. From haters to lovers, it cancels them. This is called a triumph. The war is in a totally different plane. We don't operate external forces. We operate internal natural forces. And by doing so, we win. You deal with the force which holds all of matter in its hands. This force all of a sudden starts to operate oppositely. That's it. Is it clear? No. What not?
There is now a broad public watching us. In a matter of title, it's clear, but if you can elaborate, it will be interesting.
The force which rules our world is the force of reception, the force of control, cruelty, the force, in short. That's what controls us. The strong force that wins, whoever is strong, takes advantage of the whole world for its own benefit, according to his mind, according to his feelings, according to what he understands. There is in the world a group, it's small, according to the regular calculations of this world, it's big. It's the kind that no one even considers, that is capable, like a magnifying glass, to draw through it light, a great force of bestowal, and this great force of bestowal through the group, this small group, shines not on the group itself, but it illuminates all its haters, the haters of the group. And they lose their strength, their force. All of a sudden they correct themselves. They all of a sudden feel that they also want to be connected. And why are they here? They need to be in a different place maybe. And to deal with something else. And so forth. That's the war. Just as the nations of the world tell you that you're turning the whole world on one finger, that's what we're talking about. Yes, you can do this for the good, of course. Or if you don't do it, then it comes bad for the world. What happens is that necessarily you're either good for the good of the world or for the bad of the world. You're the one who navigates. In which path the light will come to the world. That's it. Now, if you the light comes this way. The light comes. The light of Insof. It comes and you are here as some, the one who defines, who determines. You're ready to receive it, and then you determine through your free choice which way the light will go, either to here or to there. Or it's more correct to say that to explain it, it's better to do it this way. This is a better way to explain it. So then you take the light out. So it bestows to the world.
אבל תלוי באיזה לבוש. האם אתה יכול להלביש
את זה? But it depends with which clothing. Can you dress this light with
בכוונה הנכונה. זה כוונה.
The right intention. This is the intention in order to bestow.
כוונה. כוונתנו.
Our intention. In order to bestow. If so,
וכאן זה האנושות.
And here is humanity.
או ללא כוונה.
Or without intention.
ללא.
Without intention.
על מנת להשפיע.
In order to bestow. That depends on us. This here is us. Bnei Baruch.
So
what happens here is that the light comes. We're connected to it. We're together with it. Together with the light. But the question is, are we with the correct intention? If we do dress this reforming light with the right intention, then it comes to the whole world, the world is corrected, and then as a result of this, of course, all the haters, all the enemies, all those who have come upon us, have risen upon us, disappear, meaning those desires, those forces disappear. This happens when we're connected. Why? If we're connected, we give the light, the right dressing of connection. If we're not connected, the light goes through us. We don't give it the right wrapping. So it goes through us and it comes through like darkness to the world. Ota, the opposite of itself. And then it's bad for the whole world and of course for us. Because this is how the feedback works. This returns to us, humanity. Comes back to us, to the source. Because it feels that this is where its problems come from. Until when does it come back to us? Until we at last understand that we have no choice and we must correct ourselves.
To
correct ourselves how? In order to bring ourselves and the whole world in identification to the Creator. To bring contentment to the Creator.
כן, משה.
Yes, משה.
כדי להתחבר פה בעולם, אנחנו מבינים שצריך...
In order to connect...
In,
we know we have to follow advice. If there's a war, there's a battle, we scrutinize this desire together, and as long as the others follow my desire and I can exploit it, then I can connect to it, to them. To the extent their desire either is not scrutinized to me or I cannot exploit it, then I cannot be together with them. The question is, to continue the fact that we have to unite, we have to connect. Not on the level of this world, meaning the battle is not on the plane of this world, the battle is internal, in order to bestow. So first of all, how can I scrutinize the other's desires, that it's their soul or their inner discernments, that with that one is... leading towards the Creator. That's his inner battle. How can I approach his desire and scrutinize it in order to be able to go together with him? Just here I can know that we have a mutual enemy.
You don't know and you don't need to know this. What for?
In order to unite with him.
To connect with him, you're just looking for one desire in order to connect. A desire that he has an inclination towards the Creator. That's all. Only with that you connect. And then on this desire you have no question. Because both you and him don't understand this desire. It's a desire that the Creator planted in each and every one. And upon these desires you need to connect together. So it's not important to me anything with him, only that inclination. You know, a little inclination, a thin inclination from the coarseness of the soul. That same inclination is what you need to connect. From each and every one.
In connection in this world, we know...
I will never know my neighbor, meaning my friend. I'll never know. I don't know myself. How will I know him too?
So how can I love him? I'm not talking about hating him, but how can I love him?
I love this spark in him, his tendency towards the Creator. I don't enter at all his qualities or his attributes or the different fashions in which he works today, tomorrow, this and that.
I didn't speak about that.
Then what?
If there's something mutual.
The common thing is that in him our hearts will be joyful. Here.
I know my own. I barely know my own.
No. Yours you don't know either. I told you, you don't know him. And also him you don't know. You want to be meeting with the Creator.
What, so it's like Hasidism that you dance together?
No, why dancing? Connecting to the Creator. Maybe it's called a dance, but it's a different dance. Why Hasidut? Hasidut, first of all, also, depending on what kind of Hasidut you talk, until it's not corrupted, it's all Kabbalah. So, I don't cancel it. Also, the Litaim are in their foundation, and their foundation went and yearned, came from Kabbalah, and everything was truth. Until the descent of the generations, which happened in the last 150 to 200 years. But dance? Well, we don't dance. We dance too. Are we Hasidim? Do you see us? Can you, like, think that they're Hasidim?
If I have a friend and I have a desire to go out to eat in a restaurant, I have a friend and I know that he's hungry too. He wants to go out to eat. So the desires can connect.
Yes, because your desires are in you. That I, a beast with a certain desire, and he is a beast with a certain desire. We can approach together towards a filling. And also, so it'll be nice and good for us. We're also going to do something together. Maybe we'll drink l'chaim. Meaning we'll grow our filling when we're together.
And that's exploiting the others?
This is taking advantage of the other? In general. Now, when we're talking about the connection between us, we're not talking between us alone. There's no such thing. We're talking about the light which comes and scrutinizes and connects us and dwells in us within this connection. This means that within this connection, we're joyful together that we gave the Creator the ability to be revealed. For in Him our hearts will be joyful. What is it? Our hearts will be joyful? This is what we're talking about.
Other than it being words, you can read it in a nice book, that we will connecting together to one goal in order to reach the purpose of the revelation of the Creator. Such things. What are the things that we can cry from within? I want to connect to His desire because I want to see His desire. How can I connect if I don't know my desire or His desire?
You know, you have an inclination, a tendency towards it. You came here because you have an inclination towards revealing reaching the truth, the Creator, the goal, something. You don't yet know, and you won't know it before you reach it. But yearning to reach it, you do have. This yearning you must constantly grow and cultivate. And this you can do through connection with others. And thus you will reach a state in which there will be enough yearning for you to be corrected by the light for one big desire, and within it you will reveal the Creator and will be happy in it.
Before I came, so I was thinking, okay, I'll come, I'll have this benefit. And I came, and now every day I think this or that or this or that, and I see eventually that it's not. I still can't find it. I hope that tomorrow I'll look back and I'll see it.
What will you see? The desire?
The desire, and also the benefit I wanted to reach in the first place, to come to study this passion.
You will have from day to day more clear. Only how to organize yourself with all sorts of means in order to be in a new state. And never will you understand the state itself, because it will be new. And to demand understanding is not correct. We need to demand the force of bestowal above reason. And then by doing so, as you yearn for above reason, your reason will grow and be revealed.
Thank you.
We finished this, yes? No, we're doing questions according to letter, yes?
Rabash says, as long as we're not in faith, the externals have the ability to penetrate us. Now I'm asking you, in continuation to the last lesson, here, can you construct this hatred? Everyone's jumping around.
Wait. Whoever adds just makes it worse. You had a nice question. Ask it again. You even wrote it, so therefore I'm respecting it.
Rabash asks, why is there the ability for the externals to enter me if I'm not in faith?
Well, look, this is me. Who am I? Some bag of desires. A sack of desires. This is me. All in all, me. The sum of me. Now, if there's some light of faith in me,
בחלק מהכלי כזה,
let's say there's some part of me, part of the kli here.
כזה. נגיד.
And the part of it is like this, let's say. Although we can divide it to five parts, but let's say. This is the light of faith. Now, in this light that I have, here I can see the Creator as the light of Ruach. And here as the light of Nefesh.
בהתאם לאור האמונה.
With accordance to the light of faith. That's it.
אם יש לי אור האמונה בכללות.
If I have the light of faith in generality.
מה זה אור האמונה? אמונה.
Then I'm already. What is light of faith? It's called the light of bestowal. Then already nothing can come to me. I'm already protected. I'm already chafetz chesed. What can influence me? You'll come to me, what? Give me $1 million? Rest, health. What? I don't need anything. I'm not lacking anything. So of course the externals cannot come. They come. Yeah, you know, like these big fat ones that want to come and penetrate. They can't. They can't enter. They're rejected from me because for them this is the opposite. This is the death for them. Because the moment there's contact between the desire to receive with the light of faith, the light, the desire to receive, it disappears. It ceases.
If that is the case, then these externals are disturbing me from reaching faith.
No.
These externals are like these policemen, these guards which constantly blow and give me strikes. Let's put it this way. What are these externals that Rabash talks about?
Externals are called the ego. My ego. Prior to the correction. My ego prior to the correction, that's what the externals are called. Externals. They're external towards the internal, because the internal ones, my eternal ones, are the vessels of bestowal. Yes.
What were they created for? Everything has a purpose, right? A purpose in the process. Why do these externals even exist in my ego? Well, not in my ego. What do they contribute to my correction?
They have to be corrected.
What corrected?
I'm sorry, I'm to blame. I did the wrong drawing here. This is me. Okay? This is me. This is me. The whole world. The whole world. In me here, there is externals. That I have yet to correct them. That's called externals. And there is here those that are in restriction. Yes. And there are those that are in bestowal. All sorts of desires of sorts. That's it. I see some of the people who are in bestowal with me. And some of them are in restriction. And some of them are these. The still, the vegetative, inanimate. The animate I see here and here and here and here. Here I see And all this is in me. Now what are you asking?
Well, look, there is...
Why do I see you, for example, corrupted? Zvika from the union is corrupted, is flawed. Why? Because my desire shows itself this way, that I didn't correct it yet. First of all, I see him externally. I see you. That you don't belong to me. How not? You don't belong to me? Come, I'll prick you with a needle. You'll say, ow, and I'll be happy. How's that possible? If you're part of me, this means that you are still called external. I still need to correct to enter you in my feelings. Until as such I enter the whole world. So all these externals that are awakening, they're basically asking, we want to enter you, not to enter, you know, come into you with a punch. No, we want to truly enter in a place that you will say that we are yours. Yes.
So what, in the meantime, you hate me? In that specific place? Is that called hatred? Because we talked for an hour or two about...
Apparently, yes.
Okay, nice. So let's try cling on to that point you just said. What do you mean, most probably I do, is hatred?
If I see you as external and not inside me... Of course it's called a corruption. Of course there's hatred. It's still concealed hatred. It's concealed. How could it be that I see people outside me, the whole world outside of me, because I reject them from myself? But it's still not revealed. In a corrected manner, I see the whole world, all the reality in me. There is nothing but me. I get close and bring all the world inside of me. I reach a state in which I am in Sof. Why do I see now the world outside of me and the upper worlds at all? I don't even see them. And myself separated from everyone? Because I am in the distance of hatred from all of those. At least from this world, I'm at the distance of hatred. Therefore, I see and I say, oh, keep a distance. Just like that, you know. That's hatred. As I feel them as foreign. Towards the upper worlds, not at all. It's not hatred. I don't even have vessels in which I will reveal that they hate them. To that degree. In our world, there are those that I never saw, and why didn't I see? Why are they so far? Because my hatred to them is so great that they didn't even enter the range. It comes out that especially our neighbors, you have a chance to reach love more than anything in this world. With others, it's simply the sufficient hatred has yet to be revealed. It's yet to be revealed. All of a sudden, you realize that you hate New Zealanders, you know, which you never thought was possible. It'll be revealed.
My natural environment is my wife, our partners. Let's just say as an example. So here the Kabbalists come and say, guys, you need to get married. Is that why they say it? Actually, it's also easier that way.
Oh, you're asking about that? Discover the hatred as fast as possible and correct.
There you find true hatred because you live with that person 24 hours a day. Approximately.
It depends who?
What do you mean depends who? Usually.
You live with her 24 hours a day, okay?
Yeah, I mean that you live with that person, with your wife. And if a person is married, he must know what hatred is.
No. Listen, there the correction, I'm not laughing. There the correction is different. His wife, her body is like his body. There you need to accept her with all that she brings you for your nerves, to mind and to your heart, like yourself. Not only what, but myself, I somehow can stand. Her I can't stand. Therefore, it's called a help against him. This means that myself I can't stand also in so many, my habits, my certain things that I would love to get rid of. But I'm incapable of it. But it's in me, and I kind of, I'm kind of close to myself. I suffer. I can stand it. A wife, although she's my wife, and she takes care of the home and the kids and everything, and we're a family. I already don't accept her as me. I accept her as an external body, but an external body that belongs to me. If she was with her attributes in the end of the street with someone, I don't care that. Because she's next to me, then I care. So this is called a help against him, meaning it's your next stage of desires, which, although are in a foreign body, belong to you. Also your children, also your parents, and your relatives, all those people that you receive from them, all sorts of forms of impression, and you must start to work with them in connection. Why? Because of the goal of creation, the purpose of creation. That's the purpose of creation. It's not that you're telling your wife, excuse me for saying, like you tell her, oh, don't screw me with my mind right now. Right? You say it? No, you're not allowed to say that. You need to correct yourself so that she won't mix your mind up. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Although it is one of them, it's probably very difficult. I don't know. Here I'm giving values, not Kabbalah, but I want to the same drawing to add that all that we have here from a person within, and there are circles around him, and it starts from the closest people to further and further away. Now, other than that, in this circle, there's another circle. There's a circle which is a circle around the person, which is his group. And there's a circle which is the whole world. Like this. Now the question is how you arrange these things together. The simplest way and the most correct, without getting confused and advanced correctly, is there's none else besides him. After everyone who created them, who placed them this way towards you, him. That's it. So go to the artist who made me. As if each and every one of them say in relation to you, go to the artist who made me. I'm here. I'm like a puppet. The Creator put me like this, between you and him. Like this, each and every one says, the cop on the street, the neighbor, your wife, your friend. Everyone, this is what they tell you. Behind us is the Creator. Yes. You want to be in contact with him? Please. I'm here for that. That's everyone, including those that throw rockets at you. That's what they do. They want for you to pay your attention towards who's managing them. Very simply. Therefore, why do you need to do calculations? Why, friends? I'm talking about the friends in the street. Here, you're using them in a practical manner, but in order to connect with the Creator. But like this, the whole world, only to direct you. Oh, they're reminding me about the Creator? How do I really direct myself towards him? And then you in the group?
כן, משה.
Yes, משה.
Can you kind of, we talk about hatred, about love, about connection, and what it says here, like these words, like the Greek klipa, the Greek shell, philosophy, walls, towers, how can you tie all these together?
This is everything that has to do with the internality and externality of the knowing of the Creator.
Can you interpret what this, what he says about this damn philosophy that was spread?
That instead of thinking of there's none else besides him, I start to depending myself on all sorts of reasons for the things I discovered before me. Meaning instead of seeing that behind each and every one, a machine, a person, the natural phenomena, you know, some animal, that there is behind them the Creator, instead, I don't look afar. It's like I'm short-sighted. I see the Creator afar, and I see who's before me. I hang all my issues on the thing, that, the person that's before me, as if I'm battling with this display, which has no spirit. And then what happens, that the Creator has to raise the bad, the sufferings, so that I will search more what I'm dependent upon. He makes it as such so that I won't be able to leave this mean. And once again, Ahmadinejad comes, and the Hamas comes with more rockets, and all sorts of other things. Instead of Sadat came... what's his name?
Mubarak.
Mubarak. He was worse. Well, maybe. Now Morsi. Who knows who else is going to come? Meaning all the time the Creator is bringing you the burdening of your heart. As it's called, like for Pharaoh. Why? Because you don't want to be adhered to the hatred. To the reason, I'm sorry. Why is Pharaoh in order to bring the nation of Israel closer to their Father in heaven? That's all I know. We need to thank them for getting us closer. Or for bringing the Creator closer to us. They're all in all angels. What about us? We need to be a little wiser and to see who we're working with here. Who's managing the world? We could cancel them, you know, with a flick. Why are they there? Just to remind us about the goal. Start turning to the Creator. Not in some such a way that, like the nation thinks, the people in the street think, but in order to correct us, in order to come and to adhere and reveal the contentment for Him. So by doing so, you're canceling the means. The angel of death becomes the angel of divinity.
No?
Yes, Moshe. Well, yeah, you. Okay.
So what? We're working with the group? Or with the external world? I see the Hamas, I see all this...
The external world is only... Moshe. We don't have so much time, Ray. This is the external world. External. And here's I. And here's the group. And in everything, the Creator is. All of reality. Creator. The external world gives me the minus. All the time awakening me so that I will turn to the Creator. One and two. And really, you see, naturally, rocket something, everyone, you know, runs to Jerusalem, to the Wailing Wall. What do? I know that to turn to the Creator, I can't. I need to, first of all, do a plea to the group, together with the group, to turn to the Creator. so that I will have a kli, a vessel. I myself turn to the Creator and nothing helps.
So where is the work?
No. That's rockets.
Oh, sorry. The question was, where do I put the work with my wife in all this circle here? That was the question.
Work with the wife. That either belongs to the group if it's a purposeful wife, a wife like his body, or a help against him with the externals together with Ahmadinejad. And with that, we will finish.
A few messages to conclude. An experience called Kabbalah in the Haifa group next Tuesday, 18th of December, 7 p.m. It will be the weekly gathering with Rav Lightman, Checkpost Haifa. We broadcast it live and translated on channel on kab.tv, entrance at no charge. A Hanukkah party in the spirit of Kabbalah this Thursday, 6:45 p.m. It will be in all Kabbalah centers all over Israel. Entrance at no charge, and let's watch a short clip about the event.
נון, נס, זה לצאת ממצרים, נס.
מה קשור עכשיו?
סובב עוד פעם, תראה מה זה.
היי.
היי, זה נס לצאת ממצרים. סובב פעם אחרונה, תראה איך מה זה כתוב.
אימן.
גם זה נס לצאת ממצרים.
אימן, מה אתה שר לי שירים עכשיו? מה קשור כל הניסים האלה עכשיו?
אתה לא יודע? דובר באירוע רב מערכתי כלל ארצי. שידליק 17 מסיבות חנוכה בכל הארץ, בו זמנית. כן, נס.
מכללת קבלה לעם מזמינה אתכם למסיבת חנוכה ברוח הקבלה.
We invite you to Hanukkah party in the spirit of Kabbalah, Thursday, 6:45. All over the Kabbalah houses in Israel.
Nun, Natalia, Sababa,
Sasa,
Agu.
לפרטים 1-700.
The details, you can call 1-700-509-209 from Israel or kab.co.il.
Come on, let's go.